What is good, everybody? I'm back again for another episode of It's OD Comedy Radio, where I drive to pick up my wife and I give you life advice. Well, I try at least to give you some life advice. And today I got a doozy for you guys. Something that I've been learning for these past few months and continue to learn as I get older. By the way, don't know if this is important or not, which I think it is, but my birthday is coming up, July 4th. That's right, I was born on the 4th of July. I am the son of an immigrant family. Ironic, I think so. And I'm going to turn 30, so, which means I'm a quarter of the way through my life, and that will basically be all she wrote, or all he wrote, by the time. I'm looking to live at least 90 to 100, if God grants me that prayer. Would love to live that long, just to kind of enjoy life to the fullest. Mostly for selfish reasons, obviously, if I want to live that long. But anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's another conversation. I wanted to talk today about sacrificial love and being able to sacrifice and die to ourselves, pretty much, for the greater good of those around us, of those that we love. But I want to dive into that a little bit deeper, so stay attuned. All right, sacrificial love. What does it mean exactly? So I'm going to try to break it down as simple as possible and as quickly as possible, because typically I get about 15 minutes, but by the time I record something and then I upload it, luckily it doesn't take that long to upload it, but from the time I do that to the time I get to right now, I don't get much time to record. 15 minutes in total, give or take. 20 of them lucky, and even then, at least 5 of it is put to the side to upload all this and whatnot. But luckily, it's just a couple buttons that I press, and we're off to the races. So here we go. Sacrificial love. What does it mean? What am I talking about? So, as usual, when I talk about these types of conversations and these types of things, mostly using the lens of a Christian background. I think I actually just was in the wrong lane there for a second. Anyways, I'm going to use it through a Christian lens. So, sacrificial love is basically for us Christians is what Jesus did for us on the cross. He died for my sins, or basically, to simplify that definition of sin, is basically everything that I'm going to do wrong and that I have done wrong, I've been forgiven of. As beforehand, before Christ came into the world and died for all the things that I did wrong, there was this covenant between God and people where everything that we did wrong, we would basically have to, this is Judaism, by the way, we would have to sacrifice an animal in order to be forgiven of our sins. And it sounds weird, it is weird, but then again, you know, God works in mysterious ways, and he has his ways, and he's a lot smarter than I am. He created everything in this universe and in this planet. He created who I am, he created who you are. So I'm not going to question anything that he tells me to do. And I know, and I have a confidence that all the questions that I have will be answered at one point or another. Not in this life anyways, definitely after this life, I know for a fact. And I have a confidence that they will be answered. So can't wait to understand that part of the belief of the of Judaism, and also of the Judaic Christian I don't know if I said that right, but that was the old pretty much agreement that people had with God in the past. Had to sacrifice an animal to be forgiven for all the bad stuff that we would do. And now, with the new agreement, the new covenant, as they call it, Christ, Jesus, has come down to earth and has died for all the things that I've done wrong, so I don't have to sacrifice any more animals, I don't have to do this, that, or the other to be forgiven of my sins. They are already forgiven of my sins. I am already forgiven of my sins. So, that being said, Jesus has made the ultimate sacrifice. Even though I've done some bad things in my life, and I continue to do bad things in my life here and there, whether conscious of it or not conscious of it, I have that confidence and that faith that I'm forgiven of it in the belief of Christ. And it is because of that sacrificial love that he had for me and for everybody who believes in him is why I choose to talk about this right now. And what I'm learning right now, which is sacrificing and pretty much dying to everything that I want to do and dying to myself. So I'll give you a quick example because I feel like I'm going in circles here and I'm not getting to the point. So to cut right through the vein of things, here it is. I want to own a business. I would like to have a lot more time to own a business and to build one. Unfortunately, when you're doing that, you cannot be, you pretty much have to be making money and you need to live off of something. And right now, my business is ground zero. I'm just starting it. So, as you can imagine, there is no income coming in. Well, there is some income, not a whole lot, but there's some. And that right now is supplementing some of my income along with a part-time gig that I have, but that is completely selfish of me to even think that I can continue on to do such a thing without suffering any consequences through my relationship, my marriage with my wife, and with God, because I tend to put a lot of time towards it. So that being said, my priority is, even though I may not act on it, is God first, always. My wife second, always. And at the given time, at the given moment of this point in my life, I haven't been putting my wife first or God first. Or I'm sorry, I haven't been putting God first or my wife second. So that's what I've been learning, is knowing that I need to put God first and I need to put my wife second as well. And pretty much what I've been learning is that my wife wants me to get a steady job somewhere, which I don't want to do, but I have to do because, one, it's my responsibility as a husband to my wife to provide for her and us. Two, God has told me to do such a thing, to listen to my wife and honor her in what she has to say. So she genuinely has that concern, and I genuinely want to provide for her. So I need to die to myself. I need to have that sacrificial love to prioritize things differently. So on a list of around 8 things, building a business has gone down the list. God has moved up along with my wife. And I encourage you guys, for those who are married, who aren't married, I really encourage you guys to take a moment of your day, write down your priorities. And sometimes you have to sacrifice some things for the greater good of not only yourself, but for others. And that's the most selfless thing that you can do. And I promise you guys, And this isn't a promise from me. This is a promise from God. When you do that, things in life will start to fall into place. And you'll start to realize that you have a lot more time than you think to work on things that are important to you. So, I hope you guys found this helpful and useful. And forgive me for bird walking all over the place because I'm driving and trying to talk about something deep. But I think I got my point across, and even though I went around in circles. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please make sure to share this with your friends and your family if you found it useful. Please leave me a message or call in if you're on Anchor. If you're not on Anchor, please make sure to leave me a review on your favorite podcast station or provider, I mean. So thank you guys. I'll catch you guys next time. Peace. Love you. God bless.